This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're joined by Brandon Pearson. He is the Chief Marketing Officer of American Logistics. For the last 6 years, Brandon has overseen all of marketing and communications for American Logistics, an industry-leading technology-enabled services company known for delivering high-quality transportation management for healthcare payers and systems nationwide. Also joining Brandon is Jeff Kuchenbaker. He's the Chief Innovation and Technology Officer of American Logistics. Jeff heads up innovation, engineering, and information technology-related functions for American Logistics. His forward-thinking approach to an ever-changing technology landscape helps mold a better, intuitive path for the healthcare members they serve. And gentlemen, we thank you for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having us, sir.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing from you both, and we thank you for joining us here today on the program. So, Jeff, for starters, how does transportation play an essential role for Medicare and Medicaid beneficiaries? Let's kick things off with that today.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Eric. And I think kind of just introducing AL real quick, we've been in this transportation business for 25 years, and why it's important is if you look at healthcare broadly from the macro numbers between labor, pressure to make appointments, social determinants of care. We know transportation plays a big role in getting, you know, a patient member individually, one by one, from home to care. And that's a pretty big network. Could be clinic, could be dialysis, could be doctor. In some cases, depending on our plans, we see transportation benefits adding things like, you know, pharmacy and other benefits to help that member that has, you know, a lot of challenge with transportation. I mean, we kind of say within our organization a lot, it's advocacy and it's moving members through time and space. And we really see ourselves as an extension of the healthcare plan itself. We talk a lot about that. And so I think that's the what we consider the important part is the advocacy for the member and feeling like they're being taken care of. And every day when we listen to the tens of thousands of trips that go on in a day, you know, in the millions in a year, we know how important it is to each individual. And we really pride ourselves in an organization that knows its people and its care. And we built a technology to support that human-to-human connection. And I think that's what we see as transportation kind of being the most important part of that healthcare network in that question. And we know there's a lot involved, and it's a system that's trying to improve and do better for the members' healthcare over time. And I think the only other part of that's also important is transportation also serves as an indicator of feedback and data about what's going on in that healthcare plan. It's a little bit of a blind spot for some plans, depending on what's going on. And, you know, early indications of why isn't this doctor appointment being met, or why isn't the member feeling they can reach the healthcare they're trying to get to, and another data point, again, beyond the care itself. And so that's kind of what we see as being one of the interesting and important parts of the transportation benefit.
I'd say that's a great way to kick things off here today. Thanks so much for your feedback and information, Jeff. Now, Brandon, how do qualified health plan members access this service, and what can they expect?
Yeah, great question. You know, I would say first off, awareness about the benefit. As we all know, a lot of members do not understand the breadth of benefits that they have with the plan that they're signed into. So we put a big effort into awareness and education. Typically, we'll set up a resource center for members that really explains the process, how to access the transportation, what to expect as far as who's going to pick them up. You know, we serve a pretty broad range of patient populations. So could be a scary thing. You know, initially people might think, oh man, this is going to be a pain to access. So we really try to handhold those members as much as we can with education and awareness through those resource centers. And then secondly, you know, the most important thing I think is communications, obviously with my background, but clear and consistent comms is absolutely essential when scheduling transportation. You know, we provide an omni-channel tailored approach for the, you know, that's catered to the member, depending on their preferences, if they'd like to call in or if they want to use, you know, a digital resource through texting or a website. We make it available you know, through an omni-channel approach, so that member does feel comfortable, and we really try to create that efficient customer experience. And you know, we have a big trained staff, a call center, so if a member calls in, those trained, you know, CSAs or customer service agents will really walk through what the process is going to be. How, you know, do you understand what Uber is? Do you understand, you know, if it's a wheelchair van, you know, we'll be able to give the vehicle attributes and driver attributes and things like that to really make that member feel safe and comfortable with accessing the benefit.
Yeah, Brandon, thanks for your feedback there. Most helpful. Now, Jeff, back to you. Transportation and healthcare can be a broad range of services. What are some of the location options for members looking to utilize the benefit?
Yeah, there's a lot of terminology, and I'll try to explain a few of them just to make it clear for anyone listening that, you know, there's this concept of curb to curb, which would be an ambulatory member that can, you know, walk to the curb, and that's the rideshare Uber Lyft kind of scenario. There's a lot of door to door, which is, you know, we're going to need to assist the member for lots of reasons, especially in the Medicare, Medicaid, Medicare Advantage, you know, demographics. And so there's kind of that door to door concept. Of course, wheelchair. We have, you know, gurney, and we have even ambulatory, you know, ambulance in some cases to help get that patient to care. So those are a few. And then those are kind of what I call the core. And then inside of some of our plans, there are additional benefits, and that, especially in Medicare Advantage. And it could be drugstore, it could be the grocery store, it could be the gym. That does depend on the plan. And it all depends on what they want to offer that member community. You know, as we look at healthcare more broadly, I think we're seeing more and more a trend towards offering more of those trips. And the way we manage it with the technology is that, you know, again, looking at, you know, conceptually a map and where can members travel and where they can't travel and making sure they can get to where they want to go if it's multi stops on one trip. That's where our technology plays in to help the client decide and manage that. Because, you know, really at the end of the day, it's, you know, we have to keep track of every trip, make sure we're getting every member to and from. Nobody's abandoned. There's no issues, which is, you know, the real world, that stuff happens. There's traffic. There's things that happen. So we take every one of those trips as an individual, what, you know, really does matter. And of course, this technology that we talk about that's underlying all this is very sophisticated to help make sure our, you know, that Brando mentioned, our CSAs, our advocates that are on behalf of the members are able to reach that member for any of those incidents or ensuring they're getting to the locations they're trying to get to. So lots of things go on in the plans that we see are getting better, I think, and getting to places where members are asking to go, to answer that question, because it's beyond just the core medical provider network. We're starting to see those add-on services that reach places that make sense, that add kind of to the benefit and the health, could even include, you know, mental health and things of that nature. So trending in that direction, kind of answer the kind of what those options are beginning to emerge and become more of comprehensively.
Gentlemen, we certainly appreciate your visit with us here today. We're speaking with both Brandon Pearson, the Chief Marketing Officer of American Logistics. Also joining him is Jeff Kuchenbaker, Chief Innovation and Technology Officer of American Logistics. And they both joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Healthcare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Brandon, what role do rideshare companies like Uber and Lyft take part in the service? Get into some of the details there.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. You know, I don't know if the audience knows or not, but both Uber and Lyft have business divisions focused on healthcare, which are great for a lot of patient populations. You know, primarily American Logistics contracts with payers or health plans. And if you think about those touch points and that experience for members and actually the payers and health plans themselves, that one central, you know, point of communication is really a key ingredient to the success of everything. You know, it's like if you think about an equitable service in transportation, it's more than Uber and Lyft. Everyone loves Uber and Lyft, and they do amazing work for us and for our members. But all the different modalities that Jeff just spoke to, you know, with door-to-door, wheelchair, gurney, non-ambulance, right? Like for non-emergency ambulance services, you know, that needs to be an equitable solution for health plans. And that's where American Logistics really comes in and plays a key role with our curated and vetted transportation provider network for everybody in all areas and all demographics. A lot of times in certain rural areas, it's tough, right? Uber plays a key role in granting access for those members that are ambulatory in rural areas. So, you know, we really try to focus on our curated network of providers, and Lyft and Uber is certainly one of them. We're able to integrate into their platform and create that single point, that single touch point for members. And, you know, if you think through all the other complexities that come through it, you know, billing, eligibility, and all the things that we do as a transportation management organization that we're able to facilitate through that one touch point, which is the differentiator we look at. But Uber and Lyft are absolutely essential, and they're doing great work in the space.
Hey, I got to tell you, that is a great benefit there. And if it's working, implementing Uber and Lyft, why not? Good stuff there. Thanks for that. Lastly, how are your payer partners seeing success with this benefit? Talk to us about that as we draw things to a close today.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, Eric. You know, we work with some amazing organizations out there that are doing amazing things that really care about member experience, obviously member health, right? And so they look at us as an extension of that experience. What can we do, right? That, like, how do we create defining moments for those members? Maybe for a member that's going to their last cancer treatment to ring that bell. Can we do something special for them from the health plan, a special note, maybe a black card to celebrate that special day to create that defining moment? There's so many defining moments that we can create through transportation that make you know, that member's day special. Jeff, I mean, what do you think? There's so many things that we can talk to here about how payers are seeing success with what, you know, our service is.
Yeah, and I think to add on to that, I mean, we cover lots of areas that are important to our plans. It's fraud, waste, and abuse, which we spend a lot of time making sure is as good or better, because that's just the nature of our regulatory environment. There's cost pressure. We work a lot to ensure the efficiencies are good enough. And again, ensuring human-to-human connection, because we're advocates in this. We see ourselves as advocates in this role, not just broker, transportation, transactional. So we see, I think that's a benefit. I think the other one is just making sure that we're always working closely together in what I call co-creation, because I own the product team along with Brandon. We talk a lot about the additional incremental innovation that's always at play every day, every, you know, every transaction or event that we're looking at with a member outcome and an experience. We care about the innovation that can improve. And I think that's something we pride ourselves and make sure we work with our plans on all the time. And then the last piece is that I kind of alluded to in the beginning was there's a rich data analytics environment here that we like to talk about, going back to that co-creation, that our plans, payers, and clients, we enrich the data sets and the data environment and the sets of information we're looking at. It sounds small sometimes, but we're finding that together it's very powerful. We get insights, and, you know, getting in the shoes of a transportation event or time with a member, that day with the member, is really what we spend our time on. And I think that's ultimately where healthcare benefits come from, is advocacy, right? Being in a caring network. And that's what we want to make sure we're doing every day first. And I know technology is part of that and people, but again, that's our benefit to this, to the process of the things we talked about. So I'd add on to that. That'd be kind of my add on.
Yeah. I mean, Jeff, that's a great point. I mean, if you think about like ESRD population, you know, we make sure through that data that, you know, we try to provide one driver or one provider for those members every day that have to go to dialysis every day. It creates a level of comfort, and that really just creates that caring component that we strive for every day.
Certainly appreciate the fine report, and it's comforting to hear the services that you do offer within the healthcare space. Really do appreciate all the details shared here today. And if listeners wanted to get more information or to be in contact with you there at American Logistics, where's the best place online to do so?
Absolutely. That's www.americanlogistics.com. www.healthadvice.com.
And of course, listeners, for your convenience, you can find this link within the show notes as well. Again, gentlemen, all the best, and we thank you for joining us here today on the Health Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric. Take care.
And thank you again. We've been speaking with Mr. Brandon Pearsant, Chief Marketing Officer at American Logistics, and also Jeff Kuchenbaker, the Chief Innovation and Technology Officer at American Logistics, an industry-leading technology-enabled services company known for delivering high-quality transportation management for healthcare payers and systems nationwide. And for all the details, visit AmericanLogistics.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.